Our next article is entitled Harvesting Food Security, written by Lindsay Queener, who is an ELCA communications manager. About an hour's drive south of Pelotas, Brazil, lies the Quilombola community, where Marta Madeira's family lives along with eight other families. Even on summer's hottest day, Madeira greets everyone with warm hospitality, coffee, fresh bread, a broad smile, and excitement to share her story. Madeira and those living in Brazil's Quilombola communities are descendants of Afro-Brazilian enslaved people who fled cities and farms to protect themselves in the 18th and 19th centuries. As a result, they've remained largely isolated from the rest of Brazilian society. They have struggled against inequality and neglect for centuries, often lacking basic needs like running water, sanitation, and access to health services. In her community, Madeira's parents raise seven children. She has three and has welcomed two grandchildren. While her parents worked hard, they struggled to provide food for the family. Her father's job kept them out of the home, working long hours, and she remembers her mother's dedication to caring for her children. Madeira said, "Many times my mother would get up at the dawn to get oranges so that we would have something to eat for breakfast, and then she had to take care of all of us for the remainder of the day." In 2009, the Center for Support and Promotion of Agroecology, or CAPA, project of an ELCA World Hunger Partner, accompanied Madeira's community in a process toward incorporating through self-recognition. Achieving this milestone changed everything, namely that children and youth gained access to school transportation. This is only the beginning of the work in this community. Several of the significant changes in the life of Quilombola people there, the farmer's field school training is what gets Madeira most excited. The knowledge she gained has allowed her to grow a diversified vegetable garden, strengthening food security for her family and creating an essential source of income. She said, "For the last 2 years, I've been planting more and more. This last year, I've already stopped working as a cleaner in some houses. At the moment, I work only in two houses that I intend to leave soon and make my income only from the garden, because besides giving me much more joy, it's also given me a great financial return." Madeira harvests teem with sweet potatoes, pumpkins, corn, herbs, peppers, melons, cabbage, beets, mustard, green beans, lettuce, fava beans, and peas. Each week she shares what produce she has available to sell in a group of about 50 families. Orders are placed and friends deliver the produce to the families nearby. While Madeira is proud of her garden and how she can use the income to improve her home and support her family, she emphasized that she has greater demand for the produce than she can meet. She hopes to obtain access to a tractor next summer to expand her garden and increase her sales. "In 1 or 2 years," she said, "I want to be very different, Marta, from today. A Marta who's achieved many things with her work and have made many improvements in her home because of my vegetable garden. I'm already a very different woman," she said, "from 5 years ago when I stayed at home washing clothes, cooking, and taking care of things around the house. Today I can go anywhere and make a difference for myself, my family, my community. I want people to see what we're able to do by producing food."